It's Monday, January 5th, 2026. I'm Richard Davis with KNEU's Local News Now. Arizona's U.S. senators have condemned the nighttime military raid and arrest of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Senator Mark Kelly released a statement Saturday saying President Donald Trump doesn't understand the risks involved with what he called a poorly thought-out decision that won't make America safer. Kelly faces the threat of military judicial action for urging U.S. troops to refuse illegal orders. Senator Ruben Gallego said there was no justification for the regime change and pointed out the action wasn't approved by Congress. Arizona's House Democrats were similarly critical, while Republicans like Congressman Paul Gosar applauded the strike. Four members of a family were killed in a helicopter crash in a remote area near Superior last Friday. Pinal County sheriff's officials say the aircraft struck a slack line stretched across Telegraph Canyon. Authorities haven't released the names of the victims. However, family members confirmed to the Arizona Republic that David, Rachel, and Faith McCarty, along with Caitlin Heidemann, were aboard. A witness reported seeing the helicopter strike the slack line, which is a length of nylon webbing recreationally used to balance and walk. The sheriff's office says the kilometer-long line was marked and that the Federal Aviation Administration had been informed and issued a notice. A Republican Arizona lawmaker wants to bar the elderly, disabled, and those experiencing homelessness from using federal food assistance at fast food restaurants. Casa Grande's Teresa Martinez says she wants recipients of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to make better financial and health decisions. SNAP generally bans fast food purchases, but states can exempt some populations from the rules, as Arizona did in 2007. The U.S. Department of Agriculture provides that option for those who can't prepare meals and may not have housing to store and prepare food. Critics of Martinez's plan point out that some fast food restaurants serve healthier options like salad and yogurt. A memorial for a 14-year-old San Carlos Apache girl who was murdered last year was suddenly taken down last week in Mesa. ABC 15 reports it isn't clear who removed the tributes to Emily Pike and put them in a trash can. But by Friday evening, members of tribal communities put teddy bears, flowers, and garlands back up. The memorial set up at the intersection where Pike was last seen before her body was found near Globe in February. Mesa officials say the memorial wasn't taken down by the city. Pike's family says the removal was shocking, and they hope the city will consider a permanent memorial. An Arizona state senator wants to allow school buildings to be turned into housing for teachers and other critical workers. Republican John Kavanaugh's bill would allow school districts to partner with private entities to sell or lease their buildings or land for housing. It comes as many Arizona school districts are closing campuses because of declines in student enrollment, and the senator says there's no reason they can't be repurposed. Almost 870,000 students are currently enrolled in Arizona's public schools. It's a decline of 6.5% over the last 5 years and nearly 10% in the last decade. Arizona's Republican congressman rallied around President Donald Trump's overthrow of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro over the weekend. The Arizona Republic reports the state's GOP lawmakers applauded the gambit as a law enforcement operation as questions remain about its legality and rationale. Representative Andy Biggs, who's also running for governor, said Trump leads with resolve. Biggs and others, like Congressman Paul Gosar and David Schweikert, emphasized the issue of the drug trade and called Maduro a, quote, narco-tyrant. Maduro and his wife have been indicted in the United States on trafficking and weapons charges. Arizona's Democratic members of Congress have condemned the raid. The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office says a woman is dead and another was seriously injured in a car crash near Mayer on Saturday in which alcohol appears to be a factor. They say a pickup truck had rolled 20 feet into Big Bug Wash. Both occupants were ejected, and the passenger was pronounced dead at the scene. The 38-year-old driver was taken to a Phoenix hospital for emergency treatment. According to officials, deputies detected signs of impairment and eventually determined the driver had a blood alcohol concentration of 0.236, which is nearly three times the legal driving limit. The incident remains under investigation. This is KNAU Local News Now.
I'm KNAU meteorologist Lee Bowen. Some unsettled weather in this week's forecast, although it all looks on the weak side. Light rain in our Monday forecast. It's not even a storm. It's just moist flow off the Pacific Ocean. Tuesday, partly cloudy and cool. Wednesday, a little bit cooler and breezy. We have what looks to be a weak cold front. This is Wednesday night into Thursday with another round of light rain, and this time mountain snow showers for the Flagstaff, Mogollon Rim, and White Mountains region. At this time, snow amounts look to be light, generally less than an inch. Stay tuned.